And I'm like, "What? You're going to be here all night? You're getting a hotel?" Because it was closer for us. We didn't have to do a hotel. He goes, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Wow." He goes, "It's just what we do."
Family man. Yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, this is a fast and furious day. We're going to do this quick. We're going to get in. We're going to get out. You know, it's like a military operation. But before we get going too far, I want to, you know, I don't feel like I've caught up with you. So how are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing awesome. The Bengals are now on their way to the championship for whatever division they're in, whatever league.
And that's a football team, right?
The conference, that's what it is. Yeah, obviously I don't know as much as, you know, people might think I know. I get confused on these things. But I am excited about that, along with the rest of Cincinnati, because it's been 30 years since we've done anything like this.
So can you, is there like a buzz in the city? I mean, do you see like signs up and
definitely.
Things like that?
Yes, it's
crazy. That's really cool.
Apparently a guy from my high school drank a beer from 1988 that was like a Bengals themed beer can, you know, that he'd been saving since then. And he has another one from 1982 that he's saving for this weekend when they win. So,
you know, that probably sums up a lot of guys who graduated with us.
Yes.
You know, like, I've been saving this 48 years. I haven't left this couch.
Yeah, so that's all the big news in Cincinnati. It's 4 degrees today, so I don't feel like I need to go to North Pole.
You know, it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be that much colder up in North Pole, Alaska. I mean, I think it's like supposed to be minus 25. But, you know, I think when you get cold, it's just cold, you know, so.
I don't know. Minus anything sounds pretty bad to me.
Right. Yeah. Well, I saw, maybe 2 weeks ago that like their whole week, their high was like minus 12, you know? So,
wow.
But I think it was like 30 up there in North Pole, like on Monday. So they got a blast of tropical weather.
Their high today is -3.
Okay. So see, that's not that bad.
The low is -17.
Okay, well, it's getting better. Well, so today, as we record this, you know, it's Wednesday. I leave this evening. It's really a cush flight. I mean, I don't have to leave till like 7:30, but we've got a lot on our plate right now, you know, because a week and just a few days ago, well, I guess it's coming on 2 weeks now, Catherine had her baby, Catherine and Josh, and Adelie is her name. Mm-hmm. And Adelie is doing great. But Josh had to go to work today. And Josh works, he delivers at a great Christian company. It's a uniform company. So he makes deliveries. He'd like to be in the ministry, but until that point, he's making deliveries. But they have to leave at just an incredibly ugly hour. Like he'll have to leave at 3 a.m. or be there at 4 a.m. And so he left. He had to be there at 5. He got to sleep in today, but it was his first day back. And so my wife went over there so Catherine could sleep in after she fed Adelie, because they're trying to feed her. They want her to feed her every 2 hours so they can get that weight up a little bit. But she's been doing great. But my wife, even this morning, like, oh, this is going to be hard. So she went over there this morning. And then Maggie and I, we head off right after lunch to start journeying towards Indianapolis to get ready to fly out towards North Pole, Alaska. It's not a bad flight. I mean, we have like an hour and a half layover in Seattle, and then we zip up to Fairbanks, Alaska, and then it's just a short drive to the North Pole. And it is not the North Pole. It is North Pole, Alaska. So it shouldn't be confused with the North Pole. But we're excited about that. And then Jed, for his birthday, which was last Saturday, they're going to a Pacer game tonight. So he's super excited about that.
That's like
so
NBA
it's
stuff,
busy.
For those of you who don't know.
That's the NBA, right. NBA.
Basketball,
not football. And in just a few minutes, Rissa, and that's why this show is short, because Rissa's bringing over the three kids, all three that we've never had all three of them before, you know, at 9:30 in the morning, because she's going to go get hair done. And as part of it, I think it was a birthday gift or something. Maybe not. Maybe it's just she's getting hair done. But we're going to watch the kids in the morning. So Debbie's over there. And so I'm kind of doing that, trying to help take care of kids while we're also loading up in my suitcases, getting ready to leave for North Pole, Alaska. So I'm not going to talk long. So I hope it's going good in your dad department, Dad, that, you know, I just finished writing up the Family Man Weekly. And just a couple heads up, you know, Family Man Fix It or Finish It February is just in a couple days. So I don't know if you've been thinking about things that you need to get done, but you should start thinking about it. You don't have to rush right into it.
I just felt the chill of panic go up my spine, Todd. I haven't even thought about that yet.
Yeah, it's kind of like tax day.
I dread February every year anyway. And now
you have reason to. Well, because if you haven't listened for very long, you might not know that I've set aside February as, you know, kind of the, it's kind of the doldrums of winter. Family Man Fix It or Finish It February. So if you've got like a job that's been hanging on your head, you know, or maybe your wife's been saying, I really wish we'd have trim right under that window, or I really wish, or this door never is opened right, you know, or it sticks. This is the month to get it done. And I'll tell you what has been my experience is that all those things that you've been dreading, that I've dreaded, you know, you think, oh, it's going to take forever. I'm going to have to get all my tools out and blah, 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 blah. It really only takes about an hour, maybe 2 hours, and then you're done with it. And then it's like, why didn't I do that sooner? I know the one I have kind of been sitting in my mind for about the last month, even though it's been around for a couple of years, is that we have one of those turnarounds, Scott. You have like in, you know how they make in corner cabinets, they make a turnaround so you can open the whole door, you know, and it kind of takes advantage of all that corner space in your cabinets.
I've heard about those.
Yeah. Well, ours just doesn't work right. It is like, you have to pull on it. And so I'm going to take it all the stuff out, and I'm going to have to, you know, get my head under there and see if I can adjust it. Cause it's hard to adjust from side to side, but I'm going to do it cause I'm going to get it done. Well, so if you got a job, take care of it.
That has not been my experience, Todd, that it takes an hour. If you're more like me, plan on, you know, a good week to get done whatever little thing you thought you were going to do.
That's true. That is sometimes the case. But even a week, even if it takes a week, then you're done and you never have to worry about it again. There you go. And also, to add insult to injury, we're about a couple weeks away from Valentine's Day. And I know you're probably still in shell shock from Christmas. But, you know, it's time to start thinking, just thinking about what you might be able to do for your bride to let her know how much you love her. I know. Here's what I did. I already took care of it, Dads. I went over to Etsy because my wife made a comment about, I think I even said it on the show, about wanting some earrings at Christmas time. She didn't get any. So I went over to Etsy and I picked up some little earrings that are, you know, handmade, and I think they were $29 or something like that with free shipping. And they're supposed to come in the mail in the next few days, and then I'm done. You know, I'll make a little card. But a little forethought helps you out at the end, so you don't have to be one of those dads who are among the masses buying a box of chocolates and some, you know, some picked over roses at Walmart on the day on your way home from work on Valentine's Day.
That'd be me.
and that's why we keep Scott around, you know.
Just keeping it real, man.
But no, we do not want that to be us, because when you find yourself surrounded by all those other dads, like, I guess this birthday card will have to work for a Valentine's card because there aren't any Valentine's cards left. You know, when you find yourself in that sea of men, you should feel maybe a little bit of, I could have done better.
Just don't, you know, get one of those cards with that old lady on it who's always angry about stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Or one of those like really sexy ones that, you know, that, you know, that your wife will go, whatever, you know, So just put those on, you know, the back burner of your brain so you can start thinking about those things. Also, if you got some winter stuff, you know, to take care of, you should take care of those things. If you've got some snow, you know, take care, go sledding with the kids this weekend or plan those things out, because it won't be long, thankfully, until that snow melts. Unless you live in the North Pole, in North Pole, Alaska, and then I think you got snow for, you got lots of opportunities, you know, so don't do anything this weekend. Hey, I've got a men's conference coming up. It's a bunch of guys. I don't know how many guys are there, maybe 300 or 400. It's in Port Huron, Michigan, way up there, almost in Canada. So if you're in the area, it's on Saturday, February the 12th. It's just a one-day event. It's at a Colonial Woods Missionary Church, but it's called Get in the Game Men's Conference. I think you can look it up at getinthegameevent.com. But if you're looking forward to, or if you just need some encouragement from some other guys, I'm going to be one of the speakers. I've got a couple other guys there and some breakout sessions. It's just it's not all day, you know, it's like an 8:30 to mid-afternoon. So it's a one-day event if you're interested. Or again, you know, I was just thinking, you know, a dad just wanted to have me come up and speak in North Pole, Alaska. You can do that as well. I mean, if you'd like me to come and speak to your group, we'd love to work it out. The closer you are to Northern Indiana, the better and the easier it is. But hey, you can't be farther away than North Pole, Alaska. So anything's possible. Anything's possible. Well, hey, I got to go. So this, like I said, this is going to be short. Hey, Dad, you got some things on your on the stove there you can think about. And I know it's easier to coast. I know it is. My kids, they had a basketball tournament this past weekend. And, you know, it was a two-day event. I went to one of the days. My wife went both days because we had other things going on. And I know it's a pain. And whether you like it or don't like it, you know, it's what dads do. I was talking to Mike Winters, a dad up in Michigan, and he was there. And he said, oh, man, he goes, I don't like these things either. But he's, and I'm like, well, you're going to be here all night? You're getting a hotel? Because it was closer for us. We didn't have to do a hotel. He goes, yeah. And I'm like, wow, because that's just what we do, you know? And I thought, it is just what we do. So I don't know what you got on your plate, but have a great weekend. Take advantage of maybe some of that snow if you've got some of that, or even that cold weather. You can go ice skating, go ice fishing, go out on, do something, and do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at Scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.